News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Keep going, buckle ba, buckle two, buckle ella.
And I not know no buckle at all.
Keep going, buckle ba, buckle two.
Now, while President Trump was stopping, allegedly, Iran and Israel from dropping bombs, he dropped his own F-bomb in the process. But is it acceptable for the President of the United States or anywhere else to use this language? Stephen Luczek, Assistant Professor in Linguistics in UCD, joins us. I was quite surprised, Stephen, to hear him curse openly to the press, particularly in America that's quite conservative on such issues.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably shocking to a lot of people. We don't typically, like you say, associate Americans with free and easy use of, you know, cursing, swearing, vulgar language, whatever you want to say. We are a little bit more okay with it here in Ireland. There's a lot of research done in the last 20 years on attitudes and use of swear words in large bodies of language collected. We call them corpora. So a corpus is like a body in Latin. These show that, you know, people young and old, male, female, non-binary, all use swearing, use curse words, use all of them fairly freely in casual conversation. Maybe not so much in business settings, but
yeah.
Sure, we don't have to.
And that's what I thought. I mean, we've all dropped the F-bomb, but it was the setting. He was speaking to the press corps. He was speaking in public, and apparently he does curse quite frequently and privately. That's what we're hearing. But he was speaking publicly. He knew that was going to go around the world. Well, do you think that it was deliberate that he was trying to emphasize to both Israel and Iran his huge displeasure, or do you think it was a slippage because of frustration? Can we tell?
It seems like there's always going to be a number of factors at play. And that could be, like you say, exasperation. He's, you know, very unhappy with the situation. He's angry. It was also quite off the cuff. He was, you know, getting onto Marine One, the helicopter, to go somewhere else. He was, yes, of course, he's personally invested in this particular piece of diplomacy, if you want to call it that. So he was upset. And we do, like you say, we curse when we're upset.
It could also be that Donald Trump now believes that he can act with impunity, that he has consolidated power to the extent that there's very little he can't do.
I mean, we don't have to look too far back in our own parliamentary history to remember Deputy Gogarty and Deputy Stagg in the Dáil having an exchange with quite an angry and emphatic, you know, yeah. Blank you.
Just a very lastly, Stephen, is this a coarsening of, I suppose, discourse? Do you think this is a bad thing? We would never have seen something like this previously.
We have more access to humans than we ever have before, and that cuts both ways for both famous people and non-famous people. So this sort of thing, if we do have more casual encounters with heads of state, celebrities, this probably will happen more often. I don't know if it's going to be a good or a bad thing for how we approach language, but I can tell you in research I've done, people still believe that there are taboo words.
Okay.
And they don't like it when young people, for example, swear openly.
Interesting. Thank you very much for joining us with that insight. That is Stephen Luczek there, Assistant Professor in Linguistics in UCD.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.